But right now, we are going to turn to Talkin' Books. We are joined in the studio by Susan Brown, formerly head of the Chapel Hill Public Library, now head of strategic communications for the town of Chapel Hill. Townofchapelhill.org is the website, and today is the final installment of Talking Books.
Wait.
After so many years.
As a communications professional.
Yes.
Ish. If last week's was the penultimate, doesn't it mean that this week is the ultimate?
The ultimate. Talking Books.
Also, I feel like we should have changed up the bumper music to have the Doors. This is the end.
Ooh, yeah.
But then that would put us on a somber mode.
It would put us on a somber mode, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
This is the end of an era.
Yeah, end of an era, not the end period, because we're going to be moving into a new thing later on this year.
That's right.
Like right around the corner, right?
Sure, Once we figure it out.
Sometime in the semi-near future.
I feel like for this new show concept, we're going to have to be more prepared.
Yes.
Okay, voicing that.
I don't know what this we is you're referring to. You're going to have to be more prepared.
That's right. That's true.
But yeah. So
yeah.
End of an era. This goes back almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody, so they asked how the show came to be. So I took the library gig in 2013. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things that we did as a team is summer reading's a big deal. So I said, let's make it a really big deal and throw a party at the beginning of summer reading. So we threw this huge party, which I think we even still do to this day. And back when y'all did live remotes, y'all did one there.
Yep.
And we met and locked eyes across a microphone and said, let's do a show.
Yeah, because
and
we just chatted randomly and it was and like super hit it off. And it was a lot of fun.
It
you would just
cool.
come over from, what was it, like spin the wheel and like challenge the librarian?
We had the wheel of fun where you could take a spin and then it was like hug or high five.
Yes.
Knock, knock joke.
Guess your age or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That was a good time. We still have that wheel.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So this has been a lot of fun. I don't know what else there is to say. I'm not a nostalgic person.
Yeah, me either.
So usually I will say what I told the library and the arts team when I took this new gig. I said, look, I am not sentimental. I don't get in my feels. I love y'all, but I'm very famous for the French leave, the Irish farewell. I just leave a party. I don't make a big deal.
I like how every single nationality has its own different.
Exactly.
Which is the same thing. Like, it's not the Irish goodbye. It's just like the way people do it, I
right.
think. Yes.
So I guess if I just get up and leave in the middle of the show, it's like on brand for Susan Brown.
Wait, can we do that?
We'll find out exactly.
Awesome. So with that in mind, last
ultimate
questions that we still want to ask each other. You had a good list.
I did?
Yes, you
was
did.
Was I prepared? I was prepared.
You prepared.
Okay, we're just going to rapid fire
these. I
threw
out a generic idea, and
that's
then you were like, that's a great idea. Here's how we're going to do it.
That's
so,
right,
because
I'm bossy.
You're strategic.
I'm strategic.
Yes.
That's it. Okay, so we're not going to go in-depth into talking about books here on Talkin' Books. We're just going to rapid fire name books and authors based on these questions. So
right,
number one.
Go for it.
What is the book that you think you have recommended the most in the almost 10 years of doing the show? I know.
It's got to be Fun Home.
That's because it
applies to so many different things. Like it's a book about books. It's a graphic novel.
Yeah.
It's good for many ages.
Yeah.
It's a feminist book. It's a book about LGBT stuff. It's about history and family.
Yeah.
And there's a lot going on. Yep.
Okay.
Yours.
I think it might be The Secret History by Donna Tartt.
Yeah,
I've recommended
I've heard
that a lot. It's mystery, it's mayhem, it's dark, it's twisty, it's set on a campus. It's got a great opening line, so I'm pretty sure it's The Secret History by Donna Tartt.
Is there an author that you've recommended more than
okay,
Donna Tartt?
Here we go.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that it was going to be Stephen King.
I would assume Stephen King.
I actually think it might be Kwame Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly think if we went back through, it might be Kwame Alexander.
And you know who you've raved about? Perhaps in even more like effusive terms than Stephen King and Kwame Alexander, Grady Hendrix.
Grady Hendrix.
Yeah.
Okay. So So, so first of all, what author have you recommended the most?
I was thinking about this. I'm not sure. Because honestly, like the author, I read a lot of individual books by authors. Like all of my favorite novels are by authors that I really haven't read much else of them. Like I love Ragtime. I've read nothing else by E.L. Doctorow. I love Catch-22. I've read nothing else by Joseph Heller. I've read other stuff by Alison Bechdel, but I haven't really recommended it. The author that I keep coming back to is Kurt Vonnegut. Like, if I'm going to recommend a bunch of books by a single author, it's probably going to be Kurt Vonnegut. So maybe it's him.
Or it might be Beverly Cleary.
Oh, it might be Beverly Cleary.
It could be Kurt Vonnegut.
Or Beverly Cleary.
Could be Beverly Cleary.
That's true. Roald Dahl as well.
Roald Dahl. That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so speaking of Grady Hendrix, favorite author we've had on the show?
Oh, it's got to be Grady Hendrix.
Grady Hendrix, right?
Yeah, yeah. Although we did have Jeff Kinney.
So I was going to say, one of my favorite author experiences that my kids still talk about was the time Mom got to interview Jeff Kinney on the phone.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
That was a lot of fun. We were joking around that it's the two most famous librarians in America joining each other, but I know
Nancy Pearl!
Yes, Nancy Pearl, thank you.
I forgot she was on the show.
That was fun.
Yeah.
She came in. That was great.
Holy cow. We've had some great guests. So I will say, favorite non-author guests. Like we've had actually quite a few authors now. Like we had Pierce Freelon on to talk about his book.
Yes, that's right. Oh, Omar Curry, the teacher
who did that was a great
King
guest.
And King in Eflin.
But I would be remiss if I didn't say my all-time favorite guest on the show. This was back when y'all were at... the place over on
Weaver Dairy.
What's that place called?
Timberline.
Yeah, over there.
McClamrock Hall.
Yes.
McClamrock Hall is the name of that building.
And I brought my kids on the show to talk about holiday book recommendations.
Oh, that's right. That's why we had to leave the building. I remember.
They were like 5 and 8 or something. And I coached them like, do not say a bad word. Do not make a fart joke. Much less do not fart on the air. But those were my all-time favorite guests.
Love that. next question for you.
Oh, gosh. What book are you reading right now, Aaron?
Oh, my God. I am reading, what's the name of it? The History of Sketch Comedy, I think is the title of it. By Keegan... Keegan-Michael Key? Yeah. Keegan-Michael Key and his wife, I believe, went together on this book. I've just started it. I can't recommend it explicitly because I only just started it. But it's a book about like the history of comedy and sketch comedy in particular. I'm super excited to get into it. Right before that, the book that I just finished was Elizabeth Keckley's autobiography.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Between Behind the Scenes about being in the White House. Like I've talked about Elizabeth Keckley with tons of people on the air, but I never actually sat down and read her autobiography.
Oh,
so I did
cool.
that. That was fun. Yeah. How about you?
Shockingly enough, surprise, surprise, I'm reading a dark and twisty horror book.
Of course.
It's called The Reformatory by Tananarive Due, who's a great horror author. It is going to be one of my probably top 5 favorite horror novels of all time. It's so good. So good.
Love
so
it.
There you have it.
Your literal all-time favorite book.
Oh my gosh. So I've got like top 3.
Right.
I would have to say that whenever I get asked this question, I would say my 3 top favorite books are probably Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen.
Okay.
The Secret History by Donna Tartt.
Right.
Oh gosh. I don't know.
You said you had 3, like,
well,
right off the top
of
your head.
Well, for a long time, True Grit by Charles Portis was up there, but I actually think Lonesome Dove might sub in.
All right.
So a Western, a dark and twisty mystery.
Fair.
And a classic domestic romance novel.
I like it.
What's your all-time favorite book?
I go back and forth. Obviously, we talk about Fun Home, but Catch-22 is my other one. And I still, like, in both cases, I still remember, like, the act of reading it. Like, I remember where I was when I read such and such page. Same, actually, with Cat's Cradle, Kurt Vonnegut. I remember, like, sitting down. I had it assigned for a class when I was at Rutgers in grad school, and I sat down one morning to start reading it, and I finished it while sitting on a bench on Douglas campus just as the sun was setting. It was perfect.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a great thing to think about there. So, like, reading experiences. And I will say one that I will never forget. Well, one, can I call an author out on our last show who kind
of
lives locally?
Yeah.
Oh, so I love John Grisham. I love John Grisham. But there was one book of his I read. It was like well into it. And I feel like maybe he was just, you know, phoning him in. I don't know. John Grisham, if you're listening, I'm really sorry. This is getting awkward. But I got really mad.
John Grisham, if you're listening, I just fired Susan Brown. And if you want to do a weekly segment at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning, call me.
There was a John Grisham book where the opening sentence I got so, or the opening paragraph I got so mad about because I was like, I don't think he had a good copy editor. And there was like, I took issue with the grammar on the first page and I flung it across the room because I was mad. I'm going to stop talking about that now because John Grisham, I love you and I love so many of your books. But the reading experience, similar to the one that you just said, is I remember when Atonement came out.
Yeah.
And I lived in an apartment that was so crappy, but it had this giant jacuzzi kind of tub in it. And I took a bath, did the bubbles, all of it, and I sat down to read that book. And I read it. I started it, and I read it until the water got cold. I was just riveted from the opening of that book. It was so great.
That's awesome. I remember my parents bought me Jurassic Park by Michael Crichton right before the movie came out so I could read it. And I was in middle school, and I took it to school, and I just spent the entire day totally ignoring my classes, just sitting there reading this book. Like, I remember sitting in French class specifically,
like you had
halfway
it tucked
back
in your like French textbook.
No, I was just sitting just there reading the book. I didn't care.
And it had that great cover, right? That cover, when that book came out, that was
classic
like blew
cover
up the book cover art world.
Yeah. And then finally, because we're out of time, the book that you would recommend to literally anyone. So your favorite book might not be like, this is for these people, but not these people. What's a book that you would recommend like across the board to just about anyone who comes up to you?
Gosh, you answer this one first so I can think.
The Westing Game.
Oh,
by
Ellen
Raskin. It's a kid's book, but it's applicable for like it holds up for adults. It's great for teens. I think you can read it like I think I read it when I was like 8 or 9 or something like that. It's dark and twisty. It's a mystery. There's amazing characters. It's funny. It's dramatic. It's poignant.
You're doing such a good job of drawing this or dragging
this
out.
I'm dragging
this out.
It's punctual. It's it won the Newbery.
So I will say the book that I give away the most, this is a book that I buy copies of whenever I see them at the Friends store. Shout out Friends. And I just have it in my house to give it away. It's, I think most, and to a person, everybody as I've given it to has loved it, is a book called The Rules of Civility by Amor Towles. He wrote The Gentleman in Moscow and all of that. But this is his first book, and I constantly buy copies just to give away.
I'm going to have to read that one because
I started
Gentleman in Moscow and I didn't get into it. And then I haven't picked up any of his books since then, but I've heard good things about
civility.
Good.
I will bring you a copy.
Okay, please do.
Okay.
Next time you come in to do the next thing,
the
whatever
other thing
that should be. Talk
That's
in Town.
Right.
Talk in Town with
Talk
Susan
in Town
Brown.
With Susan Brown. Stay tuned.
And that is the ultimate talking books. Susan Brown, been a pleasure.
Indeed. Same.